Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 25 regarding Berta, B-E-R-T-A, Mejia, M-E-J-I-A. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by a professional interpreter. We also had our bilingual medical assistant slash scribe assist in this fashion. According to the information obtained from the examinee, in this way, Ms. Mejia is a 46-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/7/19 by an electric shock. She cannot recall where the entry and exit points were, but she believes she sustained a loss of consciousness. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on her left shoulder, on 2/12/20 by Dr. Raimondo. She has completed her course of active treatment. New paragraph. Per the records supplied, Ms. Mejia was attended to by BLS personnel on 2/7/19. She reported plugging in a 110 AC outlet when the outlet arched to a metal glove hanging above the outlet, causing her to be shocked. She was assisted to a chair where she became unconscious. She was in the midst of being transported to the emergency room upon arrival. When seen shortly thereafter at the emergency room, Ms. Mejia described she was wearing gloves and was electrocuted by 110 AC volts. She was able to walk over to a chair and then lost consciousness. Paramedics arrived to the scene and stated the patient was fighting to keep her eyes open and was found to be tachycardic en route to the emergency department. She was evaluated and underwent a CAT scan of the brain and chest x-rays to be inserted here. She was found to be uncooperative with neurologic exam. Extraocular muscles were not intact following commands. Her eyes remained closed. At times when her hand was held over her head, she was slowing it down or moving it away from her head. She was then admitted to the hospital for further medical attention. A history and physical was completed by Dr. Agaronin, A-G-A-R-O-N-I-N. He noted the history of anxiety and that her father passed away 3 weeks ago. Ms. Mejia was having difficulty coping. She was closely monitored in the hospital. EKG showed sinus tachycardia, but no acute ischemia. There was no evidence of end organ damage, and she was hemodynamically stable. A neurologic consult was requested. New paragraph. On 3/11/19, Ms. Mejia was seen by neurologist Dr. Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. He noted having previously seen her on 2/7/19 when she was weak in general and initially, but her strength improved. She was discharged home in a few days. Since then, she had been experiencing episodes of numbness and tingling involving all four extremities, as well as the trunk on the right more than the left, with each episode lasting only for a few seconds. They can recur once or twice per day and sometimes none in a day. She did not have any head or neck pain, but did complain of shoulder pain, elbow pain, and hip pain. He noted not only was the CAT scan of the brain negative for acute pathology, but an EEG showed no evidence of epileptiform activity. After evaluation, Dr. Stephan wanted her to try Neurontin and return in a month period. She returned on 4/23/19 with mild migrating paresthesias for which she did not have a physiologic explanation period. He recommended she return back for an EMG/NCV of the upper extremities. Period. For her left shoulder pain, he recommended orthopedic consultation. Period. She then did see Dr. Stephen again on 7/4/19 for an EMG/NCV of the upper extremities. Period. This is normal, without evidence of carpal tunnel syndrome, peripheral neuropathy, ulnar neuropathy, or cervical radiculopathy. Period. She continued to have paresthesias, now primarily involving the right upper extremity, involving all five fingers. Period. Medication adjustments were made. Period. She continued to see Dr. Stephen through 8/25/20 via telemedicine. Period. He wrote that from a neurologic point of view related to paresthesias, she was working full time until January 2020 prior to the shoulder surgery. Period. He also noted she had an MRI of the cervical spine and EMG that showed no definite pathology. Period. He did not have a definite etiology for the persistent paresthesias she was experiencing for almost 18 months after the injury. Period. He recommended a second opinion with another neurologist. Period. She was going to continue with Neurontin 100 milligrams 3 times per day. Period. New paragraph. She did undergo an MRI of the cervical spine at 4/1/19 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 5/6/19, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Teja, T-E-J-A, period. He performed left shoulder x-rays showing no acute fractures or dislocations. Period. He diagnosed her with a sprain of the shoulder and referred her for a course of physical therapy. Period. She followed up with him to monitor her progress, but she remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. On 5/6/19, x-rays of the left shoulder were read as unremarkable. Period. EMG was done on 7/3/19 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Teja had her undergo an MRI of the left shoulder on 7/18/19 to be inserted. Period. He had her continue with conservative care. Period. Repeat MRI was done on 10/9/19 with arthrogram to be inserted. Period. Ms. Medea then had another EMG/NCV on 10/25/19 to be inserted. Period. Yet another MRI of the left scapula was done on 12/20/19 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. On 2/12/20, Dr. Teja performed surgery on the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up with him through 9/16/20. Her assessment at that time was bursitis of the left shoulder. Period. He noted she had a long course of treatment, including arthroscopic surgery. Period. Nevertheless, she still reports significant levels of pain. Period. He had no further treatment indicated, and she had reached a plateau. Period. The petitioner did not feel she could return to her job full duty at that time, so he ordered a functional capacity evaluation. Period. Relative to the left shoulder, she was going to stay on light duty restrictions for the time being. Period. key paragraph, Ms. Mejia was then seen on 122-21 by Dr. Bernstein, period. It was unclear to him if there was any further meaningful active or orthopedic curative care to offer her for her lingering left shoulder symptoms and clinical presentation. But however, he believed the situation warrants further investigation. Perry explained electrocution injuries are associated with posterior shoulder instability events. Perry suspected she had undergone some sort of instability stabilization procedure, but did not have any medical records or the operative report. Perry requested the opportunity to review same before offering additional opinions. Period. He did believe she was capable of working at least light duty. Period. On 10/5/21, Dr. Bernstein was able to review the treatment records that have been generated to date. Period. He agreed with the treating orthopedic surgeon for her to get an FCE. Period. He deemed Ms. Mejia had plateaued with active treatment with her surgeon. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen on 4/8/21 by Dr. DeLuca, DELUCA, for an independent neurologic evaluation. Period. His impression was that she had what appeared to be the residual of an electric shock injury to the left arm that occurred as a result of the accident on 2/7/19. Period. She also had PTSD. Period. From a neurologic viewpoint, she was at maximum medical improvement. Period. She may return to work at her previous capacity without limitations or restrictions. Period. I'm also in receipt of correspondence from Dr. Raimondo, dated 3/16/22. Pretty wrote, Ms. Mejia had borderline anxiety prior to the work injury and had seen her psychiatrist, period. He then placed her on Cymbalta to see if that helped with her neuropathic pain syndrome involving the left shoulder. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. She had very tentative movement, incongruous with that upon discharge. Period. There were healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active left shoulder abduction was 30 degrees and flexion 40 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension was to 25 degrees, but was otherwise full in independent spheres. Period. Passive left shoulder motion was improved but still guarded to 85 degrees of abduction and 90 degrees of flexion. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level on the left but was full on the right. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for resisted left shoulder abduction and internal rotation but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tentative palpation about the left acromioclavicular joint, but there was none on the right. Period. Shoulder maneuvers. She had positive Hawkins and near impingement maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. Period. She had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the left, consistent with symptom magnification. Period. This maneuver was negative on the right. Period. The rest of those maneuvers are normal. Spine cervical. Active left rotation was variable between 30 and 60 degrees, but when distracted was full. Period. Motion of the cervical spine was otherwise full in all spheres with no discomfort. Period. Thoracic. She was tender in the midline. Scratch that. She was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Impressions on 2/7/19. Berta Mejia sustained an electrocution-type injury while at work. Period. Shortly thereafter, she experienced loss of consciousness after getting herself seated in a chair. Apparently, she was attended to by EMS personnel and was transported quickly to the emergency room. Apparently, they evaluated her, and then she was admitted for further medical attention. This continued through 2/8/19 when she was released from care. Period New Packard, she then continued under the care of Dr. Stephen. Period, she had an MRI of the cervical spine and a 4/1/19 to be inserted here. Period, she was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Teja beginning 5/6/19. Period, physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Dr. Stephen performed electrodiagnostic testing on 7/3/19. Ms. Mejia had an MRI of the left shoulder on 10/9/19 in an arthrogram fashion to be inserted here. She had a repeat EMG on 10/25/19 to be inserted. Period new paragraph on 2/12/20, Dr. Teja performed surgery on the left shoulder to be inserted here. She followed up post-operatively, but remained somewhat symptomatic. Many of her treating physicians were unable to identify the source of these persistent complaints. She eventually was seen by Dr. Bernstein and Dr. DeLuca in 2021. They deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Mejia found her to have decreased and guarded range of motion about the left shoulder. There was no disuse atrophy noted. She was hyperreactive throughout the evaluation. She had a paradoxical O'Brien's maneuver at the left shoulder, indicative of symptom magnification. She had variable but ultimately full range of motion about the cervical spine. Sprung maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. End.